drown by breaking new ground. Yeah, the only thing you left when you left was no choice but the fact my love and other people were locked in deep soul. And it's my time I was leaving this old town. Start breaking new ground.
Vital organs, as always. I'd like to thank you for being here. You're always a good group. You really are. Darn tootie. Everything is great except the introduction. That kind of sucked.
Something good from the east, huh?
Shows you how long his memory is. 6 months ago? That's when he saw his doctor. No, just kidding. Al's a neat guy, and if I didn't rib him, he'd say, what's wrong with him? Okay, we'll do one more, and then that's it for a while. We finally have heard of things like this as acid grass. We love them. It makes the old heart monitor go a little faster.
Oh!
What good does it do to play your songs to her and hear her sing? Wow. mine. Old train, just to think about those times, I'll smile when you're hop on by. Old train, it's time to pass, you're older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for running. I hear rusty wheels grate against the rails, they cry with every mile, but I think I'll stay a while.
Note here. It says, meet me outside in the Winnebago when you're through. A little chilly tonight, but the heater's working. All right. Came all the way from Tulsa. I don't believe you made that trip. Especially, you must be here for another reason. But it's wonderful that you're here. Tulsa, Oklahoma? Which is shorter, from there to here or there to Washington?
Well, it depends on whether you go by plane or train.
Garce, that makes sense.
I'm just surprised you can read without your glasses.
So am I.
You memorized this note before we got here.
Hell no, they wrote big.
But they wrote in script and not in big block letters like you usually read.
Oh. Let's see. Oh, they mentioned the Birchmere. See, it's right down here.
Yeah, it starts with a B.
Did you see that?
Should I keep this one?
Huh? Well, of course, I need a tag number of the Winnebago.
There's also a note pertaining to parts of my life.
Here's a gospel song from the latest LP, A Change of Scenery. Written by T. Harley Campbell, he wrote The Man in the Middle for Hot Rise. It's called Satan's Choir.
Only one desire. Satan's choir.
Two albums come out real close together last fall, and because we hadn't done one in about 3 years, so we're going to flood the market. Anyway, this is a number from our 15th anniversary album at the Kennedy Center, which, I'll throw this in, is nominated for a Grammy this year. Won't win, but it's nominated. Huh? We gonna win?
Who's gonna win?
Who's gonna win? Well, you want me to really tell you? No, it'll probably be San Francisco Giants. Oh, the 49ers are already there, man. You know. You got the Super Bowl this year. Cool. All right. We can't take them all, you know. Last year, right here, I made a bet with someone, and Al held the money that, you know, the Redskins would win the Super Bowl. And, of course... Right, there's a gentleman back there with a hell of a good-looking shirt on, you know. And then anyway, Al never mailed it to me. Caught him at Grass Valley last year, though, and the first thing I said was, "Where's my money?" He said, "Oh, Jesus." All right. Okay, enough about football. Here's that song, "It's Almost Baseball Season," right? Ding, 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 ding. Anyway, here's the song that... I almost forgot what we're going to do. Oh, the big train from Memphis. Gone.
was a song.
Big train from Memphis. Big train from Memphis. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Gone, gone,
discuss things in between numbers because we haven't planned a program in 17 years and we're not going to start now. We generally arrange the first number so as we all play together. From then on, it's, hey, whatever you think, we think, they think. What is? We get all those. We don't have any place to go. Turn the banjo up at the monitors a little bit, and I'm going to the Winnebago. All right? Just a teensy-weensy bit, just enough so he's happy. He can be a testy bitch, you know. God, I tuned this thing to New Year's. That's Grace on the guitar.
Are you using my elixir?
Yeah.
Dr. Duff's elixir. You ain't got me in your drawer.
What's that you left hanging here? This is train 45, right?
That's what it is?
Yeah, this is from the. This is a number from Swan Lake.
Thank you.
got through.
Now, because later on some of us will slow down. That's all right, I can take the abuse. Close enough. There's a number we recorded a long time ago when just after they discovered air.
Air.
We're not on the follicular subject right now. And with a song that I got from Dean Martin. And I heard it and I thought it would make a terrific trio, and we don't care if you like it or not, we're going to do it.
Ladies' choice.
It's called With a Small Exception to Me. So.
Everybody knows you're leaving me for good. a well-known secret I just couldn't see. And the whole world knew, with a small exception.
Here's another newie from the album Change of Scenery. Lou says this is a song about Colorado. I never have figured it out. It's called West Texas Wind. I just say what they tell me. You talk about me, those pants you have on would fit a 49er lineman, and you don't.
Well, at least my pants won't melt. The Noriega look for 89.
That's all right, if they melt, I just buy another pair. With my money, who cares, right? Here's the West Texas Wind.
Home tomorrow night if the roads are clear and the wind. this old guitar. You're always up for playing just one more song. But if I listen long enough to you, I might never leave. Shimmer in the deep red of the dawn, I'll be rolling in. Weary eyed, but hanging on, I'll grab my suitcase and slip it in lightly through the door and swear again I won't leave her anymore. West Texas wind, tell me why you try. This old guitar, you're always up for playing just one more song. But if I listen long enough to you, I might never leave. If I listen long enough to you, if I listen long enough to you, if I listen long enough to you, I might never leave.
Thank you. Whatever you want. I mean, I didn't ask you yet. What'd you say? Huh? Rough and rockin'? Actually, this is the only place anybody ever wants to hear that. We kind of like it. We used to do it. We do it a lot for our own amazement, but we haven't in a while. His legendship just asked for 3 minutes in the woodshed on that one. Okay, but you're going to be around. I know you are. Whether you're horizontal or vertical, you'll be here.
Blue Ridge, do you call to
you write all those down?
Thank you. Would you take my order?
God, Ben, did you say that?
I didn't say it.
I do this one. It's also from the Change of Scenery album. Soon as we get reasonably close to tune, you know, we don't worry about it too much. Hit the notes quick. No one knows, you know. Ben's over there with his TV set.
I'm ready.
What's he watching?
Debbie does Capricorn.
Gotcha. Close enough. It's called In Despair.
You made me love you. You made me want you. And I need you all the time. My heart's so sad. And I'm so lonely. Each night and day. You're on my mind.
Such energy on the guitar that every once in a while the strings can't handle it. So I'll just take a moment, and those of you who are forced here against your will, tell you who everyone is. The fellow who's been watching Deep Throat and Debbie Does Capitola over here on the TV set. You talk about me in fashion statements, Jesus.
Well, look, he gave me this shirt.
Oh, that's a cool shirt. Nice crease you have, too, in your pants.
This way.
It's one of the finest five-string banjo players you'll ever hear. Mr. Ben Eldridge. Yeah. On the far left in the white shirt, which never gets dirty, even in mud. Just quietly emanating excellence all over the place. master of the dobro and ironing, he taught me. His legendship, Mike Alden. Sorry, just passed a word along. Tuning up his guitar and just came out without a zipper check.
Just because yours is in the back.
Think of the money I'll make in San Francisco.
Where'd you buy those at Safeway?
Real marginal, right? Anyways, I think, just shut up a minute. A master of all instruments, really. Tremendous singer, as you've already heard. Great guitar player, great anything it is that you need on 5 minutes' notice. Mr. Lou Reed. Back here fooling around with the bass, whose insults I put up with right and left, actually because I love them. There shops a lot at the Goodwill bin behind Safeway stores. And then talks about me. Okay. He's maybe one of the best bass players you'll ever hear. And besides that, he's a good entertainer if you can ever get him out to do something outside of the truck, you know. Maybe later on he will amaze you. That's Mr. T. Michael Cole.
Well, I have to say all these nice things about John because he's bigger than I am.
The rent of cars in his name.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right.
And he holds all the airplane tickets because I keep losing mine from time to time. This guy's done so much for bluegrass music, he even introduced me to the world of bluegrass. What? Damn his height. No, I've been listening to him, well, not back since, he started in 1957. I don't go back that far. Not as a musician, anyway. But he started out in 1957 with a group called the Country Gentlemen, went on to start the Seldom Seen in 1971. He's been in the business for 30 years. I'm 29.
You're also full of shit.
I do think he is one of the greatest tenor singers in the world of bluegrass music, mandolin player, and entertainer. Legendary Mr. John Duffy.
Thank you. Y'all are wonderful. We're going to do a gospel tune, which is on the Change of Scenery album. We enjoy it. And it turned out real well in spite of using a Holiday Inn lounge singer on it.
Where you from? Who cares?
My hometown.
Alrighty. This will conclude this little portion of the program. Then after this, you all can run around and introduce yourself to someone else. See how it turns out. We'll be back with you a little later. If luck holds out. It's called There'll Be No Stranger There.
I'm in the way, the narrow way, to Magic Pride.
While I was out walking on the corner one day, I spied an old hobo in the doorway. He lay, his face was all covered on the cold sidewalk floor. Guess he'd been there for a whole night or more. Showed the coins that he'd won. He was only a hobo and one boy's gone, leaving nobody to sing a sad song, leaving nobody to carry home. Only a hobo, but one more,
one more. Man to see his whole life go down. Look out on the world from here like a horse that's gone lame, to die in the gutter and die with no name. He was only a hobo and one boy's gone, leaving nobody to sing his sad song, leaving nobody to carry on. Only a hobo but one more,
one more.
One more.
several blessings upon you. We'll do that right after this one.
Won't we?
It's another one we refer to as acid grass.
Well, why don't you go potty while we're doing this? Just a suggestion. Call us morning at 9.
Muddy waters taking back my home.
road is gone, there's just one way to leave here. I'll turn my back on what I left below. Shifting land, broken farms around me. Muddy waters changing.
Hard to say just what I'm losing. I ain't never felt so all alone.
Fairy take the baby, rivers rising.
Muddy waters taking back my home.
Yeah, muddy waters taking.
Care too much, she had a plan. The baby,
the road.
Or and on dulcimer if they don't know what the instrument is. Now I'm pleased to say I'm really excited about this. This song will be featured on John Duffy's upcoming clogging aerobic video cassette. Aptly entitled Rock with Duff. Anyway, the song goes a lot like this.
I'll leave that to funny stuff.
Back in Carolina, where I was a young man, a fella came to me and said, come play bass in my band. So I bought me a bass, and I've been playing it since then. It's been a heartache, a headache provider, and day friend. Well, I've been playing bass now for many, many years. I stood behind many a man, I've seen many a rear. I guess I'm like a lineman in the NFL. You hold it all together, but if you mess up, everyone can tell. Well, most people think a bass is not so hard to play. Well, depends on how good you wanna be and what gets in your way. You can play bluegrass. Bring it, Mary Hall.
Can play funk.
He's bad.
Ray jazz.
Too cool to talk to. If you want it, it'll give you all it has.
I'll take it.
Take one, okay. People out there.
Well, some nights you feel good, your bass sounds nice and round. There's always some fool who stands up and says, turn the bass down. Well, sit down, you fool, it's not too much bass that you hear. It's just the acoustics of the room. That half-smoked joint behind your girlfriend's ear. Well, girls, let me tell you something. Do you like the lead singer's face? Do yourself a favor and pick the man who picks bass. He's got impeccable taste. He's got a natural sense of rhythm. So pick the man picks bass.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Duffy standing in the back now. He's so blind he can't see where he's standing.
What we do now? Go ahead. Bust the cord.
that, aren't you?
You should tell him about your dream.
I know, that's a good one. To dream.
You really should. See, they want to hear it.
You had to be there. It was about that good note. No, it's not funny. They wouldn't think it's funny. They got to know you before they think
it's funny. His favorite is just being short.
No.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
It's really not funny. Some of, that John having some sort of operation.
Had a zipper put in the back.
Had a shirt ectomy.
Sing a lot? Okay. They want to do something else. I was going to do something you all could sing, but never mind. They're prejudiced. Are your drugs kicking in?
You are, Jerry Garcia.
The ring is him.
Huh?
We have complaints about a ring in his microphone.
He's damaged it. That's what he's done. All that power.
I beg your pardon. Actually, I don't know who used this microphone last night.
Oh, God. You forgot. We are close to...
Now we have safe sound. Oh, shut up. All right, we're going to do this, whether you like it or not. As soon as I find my pink fashion pick. Just relax. These are fashion picks.
Can I get something to drink from the bar?
No.
Who asked you anyway?
Bring him a glass of water. He'd like a large water.
I do. I would like to feel better than that.
I don't want any kidney stones.
All right, here we go. This is a song that goes back to the days of negative stage presence, which means no smiles are allowed.
I hate this thing.
If there were no smells allowed, we'd have to replace you. Thank you, septic tank breath. No.
You're smiling. Okay. It's the only time you smile.
All right. What'd you say? You'll never get off? Is it? One never knows.
It's okay. It happens. It happens to me.
You're using a pink guy.
Yeah.
got to admit, that's heavy shit, isn't it? Boy, it just does something for your socks. Do I want something? Oh. Never mind. Well, sure. Oh, shut up. Jesus. When it comes to that, we'll select things. We're having a discussion with his legendship, trying to see if we can talk it. Yeah, how about it? Kirk sitting on the sound booth says, my God, I really had to do this. Now we're going to do an instrumental, and whether you like it or not. That looks surgical.
I like these fake straws.
Push it on down in there, then take a chance on your drink.
Sorry. You're rubbing off on me, John.
Sorry. What did you decide to do?
I didn't decide.
Oh, you're going to do those two of them together. Just one? Oh, come on. Do them both. Oh, gee. What do you think, gang? This is a medley of Mikey's hit. Followed by one that also should have been. Isn't that right, Darn Tooting? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Bill. We'll start with the House of the Rising Sun, which is normally done in soft red lights. Tough, huh? Followed by Walk, Don't Run, I Hope.